Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's talk about this weekend. And let's talk about, I got a lot of crap in emails and on Facebook on Friday after I posted that I really felt like going into the weekend that there was a serious, like, media racial bias going into this weekend. I really did feel it. I felt like there were a whole bunch of different things going on in downtown Atlanta this weekend that could have possibly made traffic at a standstill.
Right.
Yet I felt like the media, TV specifically, was knocking Freak Nick. Freak Nick's coming back. They were showing you, you know, the worst of Freak Nick from back in the day, and I realized how bad it got in those last couple of years. But I really felt like it's never been more evident how the news can really freak you out. If they want to freak you out, they can freak you out. And at the end of the day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there was no traffic.
Mm-mm.
Cops broke up like a party of 200 people at Underground Atlanta. There was nothing.
Right.
Well, I will say, I think the news media is damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if Freaknik did bring traffic and the news didn't tell anybody about it, then the news would be blamed for not warning people that there would be traffic. And then when the news tries to warn it, but I do think that what started, I do think that in the initial reports were, look, you've got Hawks, you've got Braves, you've got concerts, you've got Freaknik possibility.
Dogwood Festival.
Dogwood Festival, you got all these things. And I think that's how it started. But then I do believe there was an exploitation of the fact that Freaknik may be coming to town.
I agree with you.
Because it could have just been like, hey, there's a ton of stuff going on this weekend. Be careful, you know, plan ahead for traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But it became this out of control paranoia.
Yep. But is it because Freaknik, playing devil's advocate,
mm-hmm.
but is it because Freaknik in the past has been...
It's Freaknik has black people who attend it.
But you're saying, I'm playing devil's advocate. Like, I'm saying that people go to Braves games every, you know, 5 times a week, and that doesn't completely shut down the entire city. People go to Dogwood every year. That doesn't shut down the entire city. Out of all the events listed that weekend, the one that shuts down the entire city was Freaknik.
But I think the city shut the city down. It wasn't Freaknik that shut it down.
But because of the people who came into town.
Right.
But we're no smarter than anybody in news. I mean, we know it takes years and years and years to build up to the size of Freaknik what it was that last year. And we've got our fingers on the pulse of the buzz of the city the same way that news stations do.
Right.
So we felt in here collectively like this wasn't going to be 500,000 people coming into the city. And we knew that the traffic wasn't going to be all that nasty because of Freaknik. So I personally think that there was some bias on the media part this weekend.
And I agree. And just before you say that, I just want to say that also, in fairness, you know, kind of going along with Jeff's line, is that, you know, we love drama. All media loves drama.
Sure.
It's what people pay attention to.
So we get ratings.
And the fact that Mayor Kasim Reed came out and said, look, don't come. You will get in trouble if you don't have a permit. There was a little bit of drama going on because the city was saying, we don't want Freaknik, and Freaknik wanted to come. And so there was a battle going on between Mayor Reed and then the organizers of the two Freaknik, you know, parties. And so, you know, that may be also where it started, where, you know, instead of it just being, look at all the events going on, there was controversy that was stemming between a black mayor and Freaknik. So it wasn't, you know, that fight wasn't racial. It was just the fact that we can't give you the, you know, cop support and the traffic support.
Mm-hmm.
So that may be where all this started ballooning up. But I do agree that the racial tension then made it skyrocket.
And it's just really, it's amazing the paranoia. I mean, I understand the concern, but the paranoia of I've heard people say that they were scared to go downtown. I mean, what are you scared of? I mean, are you scared that you're going to get someone pulled out the car? And I understand things happen, but I mean, really, the paranoia is amazing when it comes surrounding black events.
Yeah, I mean, I was participating in an event at Underground Atlanta Saturday morning, and it was a big volunteer event, and one of the organizers told me one participant did not come and called the organizer on the phone and said she was concerned about coming downtown for this big volunteer thing. I mean, it was Saturday morning. It wasn't like it was Saturday night or anything like in the middle of the night where you'd run into people partying of anybody partying. But she said, well, you know, we are putting our life on the line to come downtown. And the organizer of the event was like, you've got to be kidding me, right? Like,
that's hilarious.
But that's what this that's what this woman thought.
Mm-hmm.
That she was putting her life on the line to come downtown and volunteer.
And then I asked, like,
really?
Like, what happened in her life for her to feel like she's putting her life on the line? Like, what did she see? So, and then, I don't know, is it just racist or...
Afraid of, but I think it's you, Carl. She's afraid of you.
Yeah. Well, no. Let's talk about what we talked about on Friday, Carl, off air. And I'm certainly not endorsing what I'm saying, but let's just say that somebody, you know, let's blame the media for everything since everybody does. But the media, when they do, the one thing I do think they slant in any situation that deals with minorities is sometimes it's the most, you know, not necessarily in the nicest light to put different groups of people. And in blacks in particular, with Freaknik, there was the issue in Buckhead with shootings at clubs. And so, you know, and there's a lot of clubs who have this perception that if I have a black event there, that there may be some gun violence there. And we talked about that off air on Friday about how there's some people that do perceive that if you get a group of black people together partying, it's going to turn violent.
But then again, you know, I put that on the media because if you only show black folks acting a fool, then that's what the people who's not around black folks, that's what they're going to think that we do is act a fool all the time. I mean, I've never, well, maybe once or twice, but in my young years. I mean, you know, that's not what we do. We don't act a fool.
Yeah.
So. Well, I'm going to use Freaknik as an excuse all the time. Like, if I can't show up to somebody's, like, birthday party or something, I'm going to say, I was going to go, but Freaknik. I heard the rumor of Freaknik, and I wanted to avoid the traffic this weekend.
It's just, yeah.
I'm going to use it for the next year.
It's ridiculous. It's just this, like, fear and paranoia. Right. And Melissa, I think your comment off the air about the road race...
Oh, yeah. I said if the Peachtree Road Race was nothing but a black event, I think the media would look at it differently than the Peachtree Road Race being, oh, it's the biggest 10K in the world. And, you know, it's such a, and everybody's out there with their American flags and such a fun event. But if it was an all black event, would you feel the same way?
You got to wonder.
Yeah, you have your red, black, and green flags. That's what you'd have.
The Bert Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.